Beloved, the Lord comes to you urging you to be different. While the world has become a place of chaos and hatred, the Lord has called you to take a different path, one that pleases Him and shows that He is in charge of your life. In the Bible, Matthew 5:43-44 states that we should love our enemies and bless those that curse us. We should do good to those that hate us, and pray for those who use and persecute us. While this message may seem unfair to us, Jesus is assuring you today that He will bless you when you choose this path. It is difficult to embark on it, but it is certainly the one He wants us to take up, for at the end of the path lies great blessings that await us. Facing a dark world, have you realized the individualism in the world? Everyone is on a quest to make their lives better without a regard for those around them. Everybody wants to take the best and the greatest share, even when the rest ought to be left with nothing. Humans have even invented a phrase that in life it is about survival for the fittest, which means that the resources in the planet are scarce, thus you have to grab your share else you will be kicked out of the ecosystem. With this mentality, the world has become a scary place to live in. It is even more difficult for believers. As one who believes in God, you will often be caught up in tempting situations where your faith will be tested. Your love for God will be weighed against your love for material things. If you are not strong enough in your faith, you will choose the path that leads to destruction. Even the Bible asks us in Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Today Jesus wants you to place your entire trust in Him. When you are lost in the dark world, He is the light that will help you find your path. Trust in Him as your life, and then become a source of light to those in the dark. When people look at you, let them feel the warmth of salvation and see the light of God in you. Jesus wants your life to be a living example of His light. Let His light lead you and His love protect you. At the end of it all, you will reap the benefits of being loyal to Him. In John 8:12, Jesus is assuring you that He is the light of the world. Whoever follows Him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Becoming love, have you ever been in love with somebody? Have you ever felt that you would give your entire life to them if it became necessary? Have you ever made sacrifices for somebody you loved? Have you ever been betrayed by someone you would have taken a bullet for? If you have loved too much and faced betrayal, you understand how much damage it does to somebody. The pain it inflicts is so much that it is nothing compared to any physical pain. If you are heartbroken, Jesus is coming to you today to let you know that He knows the pain you are facing. He sees how devastated you are and the intensity of your broken heart. You may not see Him, but He is assuring you that He is around you and you are not alone. While you have become broken, He is seeking to strengthen you. Although you have been ridiculed for being so vulnerable and loving too much, He is assuring you that you are not weak, but strong. Loving too much is not a sign of your weakness or gullibility, but it is a symbol of your strength. It takes a strong person to love. You are not weak, and never let anyone make you believe that you are. While you might have resolved to take revenge on those who hurt you, Jesus wants you to heal. Revenge will only make you bitter, and bitterness is a poison that can kill. Do not be like Haman in the book of Esther, who was so bitter towards Mordecai. In his quest to harm him, he ended up dishonoring himself and falling in the grave he had dug for him. While you have the choice of hating those who betrayed you, Jesus wants you to love them. Loving those you have hurt you, in Romans 12:19, the Bible tells us not to avenge ourselves, for vengeance is the Lord's. If our enemies hunger, we should feed them, and if they thirst, we should give them a drink. Jesus wants you to love your enemies and those who have hurt you. In Ephesians 4:32, He says that we should love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us, that we may be children of our Father in heaven. Do not hold any grudge against them. However, today Jesus is cautioning you that loving them does not mean that you have to stay in close contact with them. Once people have hurt you, forgive them but love them from a distance. If they hurt you once, do not give them another opportunity to hurt you. Top tip of the day: in a world where you can be anything, choose to be the light and love. People will hurt you and betray you, even when you have given the world for them. They will try to do everything possible to take away the humanity in you. While it is easier to embark on a path of vengeance, Jesus wants you to forgive and love them. Do not allow hatred to have a space in your heart. Let love govern your life and allow Him to take vengeance in your place.